Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Progenitors of the Lake Road sound, the Czechs, are back with a new album, Alice by the Moon. Made under quite different circumstances to the first, it also shows a different side to the band. With me now is Sven Pedersen, the guitarist and also the guy that writes the music. Well, Sven, you did your first album in Britain over quite some time with a record label behind you and a name producer. You've done this one on your own in Devonport really quickly. What's the difference been in the experience for you guys?
I think on this one we had a chance to experiment to our heart's desire, you know. The first one there was a lot of expectation and a lot of backstory and history that we almost kind of... It's something that we needed to just do to get out the way in a strange way so we could actually just move on.
The difference
is we kind of made it for 1/20th of the cost, and I think it's a much better sounding record somehow, maybe as a result of that, or maybe just because we've got better over time.
Yeah, because you had a lot of songs backed up. You'd written a lot of songs by the time you got to actually recording your first album, hadn't you? Was it hard to choose which ones you were going to use and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was painful. It was painful. We had approximately about 35 fully written and about 50 vaguely written. So
wow, and for the new album, all these are pretty much new songs?
Yeah, well, the oldest being about 18 months, just after Hunting Whales came out, was the first track, Bagheera, fittingly. And the
which is actually the one that sounds most like the first album.
Yeah, well, that's why. Yeah.
I was really struck listening to it by the range of sort of sounds and textures and styles of songs. Was that something you actually set out to do? Or?
No, I think what separated this album is that we didn't attempt to make it cohesive in the slightest. The last album, I think, is absolutely coherent and perfectly well put together and, as a result, possibly too neat, you know? And this one's a total mongrel, as the cover suggests. You know, it's a mishmash of all sorts of shit. And we just, as opposed to trying to make a great album, I think we just tried to make each song the right production for the piece that we'd written.
Of course, the cliche about you guys has always been that you were influenced by your father's record collections and that fed into what you played. I get the impression with this one you've gone past that now.
Yes, we've made it out of the garage somewhat. I think I could credit that probably to living in England, you know, because we moved to a flat together, and before that we'd been living in the bedroom. So,
did you enjoy the pop culture of England, of Britain?
Yes and no. You know, it's a very fast place, very consumer, like everybody's consuming everything at a rate of knots, like every single day. You know, one day that you're the best band, then the worst band, then the best band. So. It's all very flippant, which is a bit of a shock to boys from Devo, you know.
Yeah.
But I did like it because I liked the pace of it. It was exciting and it's something interesting that I hadn't looked at before.
Do you think that will be where you go back to, or is other parts of Europe probably more where you like to concentrate on?
Probably more other places. Germany and Japan were our largest selling places, and probably the places we played best gigs. I think we went to England because I had this romantic vision of the Beatles and whatnot, which was 40 years dead, of course. But I don't really care. These days I don't even care where I go, just whoever wants to hear it.
Yeah, Germany's a really interesting one, actually, because that's always been, right from the days of the Chills through Fat Freddy's Drop and now you guys, it's actually been quite a receptive place for New Zealand music. Did they see you as a New Zealand band there?
Yeah, they. I think... quite often Germany has an association with New Zealand as this green mecca of, you know, like there's so many German people that come here because they see it as this like beautiful golden place of hiking, and so yeah, they love the fact that we're Kiwis there, and they're very receptive, and it's quite a liberal place. Berlin I've spent the most time in, and they want to be bombarded by new things.
Did you enjoy touring, or do you get tired by it?
I loved it. I found it difficult to write songs. But then again, the crux of our sound came out just subconsciously from jamming. Sound check, gig. You learn how to play with each other as a band.
Were you sort of conscious of that? Because I can remember when you came out of Takapuna Grammar and you were all really tight and you had these great arrangements and there was a lot going on, but I kind of felt at the time that you'd be better once you'd played 100 gigs or something like that.
Ah, You know, you're 100% right. It's like, I think we got a whole lot of accolades and et cetera, and then we learned how to be a band, you know? It's like, I think we only learned to start playing together after we toured. After we toured England and we played 108 shows.
Like you said, you had all those accolades and you were kind of the band of the moment for a while, and the guy from the NME thought you were great. How is it now? Do you sort of feel like the pressure's off a bit and you can just do what you do?
Oh, totally. Totally. I've realised, you know, all of that stuff has fallen by the wayside and it's kind of far less distracting. It's a distracting kind of thing. It's, you can't help but be distracted when people are hounding you and they want to know this and that. It just disturbs your general flow.
Did you ever talk to the Datsuns about it? Because they were the last ones that happened to.
Nah, never. We never spoke to the Datsuns about that.
In terms of the sound of the album, there's little pop songs like Ballroom Baby, which, that's the one with the falsettos on, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right.
Was that written as a song for you guys to sing in falsetto, or did that just come out of...
I think that just came out of the key that it changed to. Because it's one of those strange ones where how some of these songs worked, I'd written like basically the whole music, like the whole way the music goes with zero melody. It was just me writing instrumentals in some ways, and Callum came to me and he had the perfect melody. And I actually think that's one of the most outstanding melodies on the record, that one.
It is, and it's a pop song too.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm a massive fan of pop as well. Like I'm addicted to that pristine quality, you know. It ended up in falsetto, yeah, just as an issue because Ed couldn't sing it and it turns out he sings quite nicely up here, so.
Right. On the other hand, though, you've still got the big Led Zeppelin power chords in there. Is that always going to be part of the band?
Yeah, man. Maximum music is because we listen to rap and, you know, Black Sabbath.
Right.
You know, so, there's nothing. You just have to hit that point sometimes. There's no escaping it.
Cool. Well, should we hear one? Should we hear Ballroom Baby sing as we've been talking about what a good song it is?
Let's hear definitely. That.
That's the Cheeks' Ballroom Baby off their new album, Alice by the Moon. That's all we've got time for on the show today. If you missed something or you'd like to hear it again, publicaddress.net/radio. I'm Damien Christie.
I'm Russell Brown. And thanks, New Zealand On Air.
You're not crazy.